The Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel reported over the weekend that federal prosecutors are investigating a Milwaukee-area psychiatrist for possibly improperly prescribing pain medications. A spokesperson at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee confirms the probe is continuing, but the doctor's defense lawyers are declining comment. Court records show that 11 of the doctor's patients have died. So Journal Sentinel managing editor George Stanley says even though the doctor has not been criminally charged, the newspaper decided to report the doctor's name.
There's a great public health issue. He is still an active physician in the state. He's 79 years old and still practicing. 11 deaths have been linked to his care in this investigation.
Stanley says the Journal Sentinel tends not to name citizens who are under investigation but have not been charged with a crime. Although he says elected officials under investigation are more likely to be named, since Stanley says there's an issue of the official possibly violating the public trust. Last week, the newspaper named a Milwaukee area legislator under scrutiny for possible campaign finance violations. The Associated Press picked up the Journal's story about the doctor, but did not include the doctor's name. An AP official in Milwaukee declines comment. The Eau Claire Leader-Telegram says it carried an AP story that did not have the doctor's name, but the Eau Claire paper and the Sheboygan Press newspaper say there can be overriding reasons they will name criminal suspects who have not been charged. The Journal Sentinel Stanley says if the doctor isn't charged, the paper will prominently report that.
The story would definitely be a front-page story. If you were not charged. And then depending on the play of the story of where it goes that day, all depends on what it's competing with that day.
Now, this radio network is not naming the doctor at this point, in case he ultimately does not face criminal charges. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.